driving home. Kind of cloudy right now. Thought it was gonna snow yesterday, but I guess that wasn't in the plans. But I wish I could chop this off. It's getting way long. I mean, it is. It's over a foot now. I'm just kidding. But I have a couple of things that are going to be happening today. I have a bedside table with cabinetry, a side thing from magazines or something. I guess then, whatever. There's also going to be a laptop, like, stand type thing that moves, so it'll be able to go over my bed, hopefully. I don't know exactly if it's going to be over the bed. I have no idea yet. I'll have to put it together and see what happens, but nevertheless, I also have a... arm that I'm going to attach to the back of that and add a monitor to my laptop. I know it's a little bit overkill, but there are days where when my back or whatever is not doing very well and I'm just in bed, I have that option. You know, I like playing video games, and even though the laptop isn't the best at performing, I don't care. It's not like a really old graphics card, so I don't have to worry too much. I think it was like a 2060. I could be wrong. 2050. But anyways, yeah, I got that. I also said last week that I got a 3D printer in. I also got, I think, 3 or 4 rolls of filament with it. But I also have some tools that I need to get, which will allow me to clean up a lot of the prints, or fix prints or whatnot. I know some of them are like tools that just allow you to cut or trim, especially the deburring tool. I mean, that's the most popular thing that you would really need, especially for circular prints, so that way you're able to get all the extra stuff off of those prints. I haven't done anything. I haven't even attempted to open the box yet, but once I do, though, I will be posting it as soon as I can. I hope it's not too long, because I don't want to live stream it, because I can tell you this for a fact, I probably would screw something up to where I'd have to wait till the next day, or something else just comes up. I don't know, maybe I get to start doing it at, like, I don't know, like 8 o'clock at night, and 3 o'clock's coming around, and I'm almost done. I'm almost done, or something. I don't know. I just don't want to put all my weight on one video at one time. So I'll just record it and then cut out extra fat and then upload it. I mean, it's not like I have the best techniques or anything like that, but I can tell you this for a fact, above pretty much anyone you'll see on YouTube, anyone, I don't care who you say it is, it'll probably be the most interesting video, probably be, that you'll ever see, at least for 3D printing, because I'm new, right? And I know that a lot of people start new. I get it. You're right. It's true. And I'm not technically new to 3D printing in general, but I can say, though, I'm a pretty much bigger noob, because I'm going to have to rest all my laurels on learning from a book and then doing a bunch of research when something comes up with the 3D printer that I have no idea how to fix. Because that's just the thing, you know. It's going to be a bunch of trial and error. But my problem is that this trial and error that I'm going to be going through is a pretty big trial and error. Because it is a huge machine, number one. I have to have a place to put it, so, I mean, that right then and there is already an issue, because I just don't have that. As of right now, if I have to wait until the next possible time that I can actually do it, which is around June, when that's possible, I don't know exactly. I'm just spitballing a date. But anyways, it might be a long time from now. I don't know, but I know I need to get an area cleaned up in my living room to where that's where it's going to be at. I also cannot do any prints if they're loud. That's another issue that I'm going to have. And I don't mean like during the day. I mean like all night long. Like if there was a print that needs to go on and it takes 60 hours. I don't know how long. I'm just guessing with that too. But just saying, you know, I have to be able to print or pause or whatever at night if it is loud. Now, if it isn't loud, like say, like a normal computer, I don't even know right now off the top of my head what the decibels would be. I would think maybe 50, maybe 60. I don't know. But if it is quite high, I mean, obviously I won't be able to print anything. But I should be able to change out the fans, because there are some cooling fans apparently that are kind of loud, and you can print a shroud that'll cover over that, and you'll be able to replace the fans with some Noctua fans. And if you don't know, Noctua fans are pretty quiet, and I mean they are known in the industry for being one of the quietest. I'm not saying they are, but one of the quietest out of probably like top five. But anyways, if I have to do that, I will. And then, of course, during that, you know, in the meantime, I'll just make prints that are going to take 2-3 hours, which is going to be cool, because it's still going to allow me to be able to make some of the things that I've been wanting to do, but especially with like making a PC case. That I don't have to make large prints with those. They can be sectional pieces to where, you know, I'll have like self-tapping something, I don't know, or a screw, or they pre-fitted, I don't know, but it'll be something, and I'll be able to use the whole build plate and not have to worry too much about supports or doing anything extra, because that's my goal with at least with this type of 3D printing. I want to try to make it as easy as possible, so that way if I screw up or something happens, you know, I'll be able to fix it myself and not have to scour the internet or scour my local area, which has nothing. I know that for a fact. They have nothing that'll, you know, allow me to be able to do the job correctly and get it fixed. So, but anyways, that's just how it's going to be. until we get it done. Yeah, I'm excited. I don't have any timetables on anything yet, but I do know that I have a lot of ideas I want to work through, and probably a lot of it's going to be with taking a lot of people's ideas and just remixing it for myself, my case needs. And then when, you know, I have a little bit more room and my kids are, I don't want to say moved out because I don't want them to move out, but if they do move out and I have all that room, you know, I'm going to be doing a lot more. I'll have a lot more time to fill up that room with other things or try to work on other things. That's the great thing about getting older, and especially if you have a family and they, you know, they move out and they start their own families or be their own people, you have that time. You get to work on yourself. You get to focus on the things that you love or want to love because you've never had the experience before, or maybe you did something in high school you really liked but didn't really have a chance to get back into it until you got a little bit older. But that's best timing, especially with like models or anything like that. You know, it takes time. It takes a lot of patience and a lot of do-overs because, you know, you're going to mess up. That's the cool thing. You know, you make something, you do something, you see the progress or the failure, but it's something that you did, you know, and then you learn from it. That's what's the best thing about it. So, anyways, let me get going. Have a good day.